my book's mission is to say, okay, you want something more for your life? Here's the instruction manual. Here's Deb in your pocket.
I am here with Deb Eckerling, who is author, speaker, Twitter chat creator, host, and all of a sudden, all of this long list of things of what you do, Deb, started popping through my head, and I'm like, holy cow, we may be here for a while. So how about I just let you tell folks who you are and what you do?
I actually kind of like that intro, but okay. So I'm Deborah Eckerling. I am an expert in goal setting. I'm the author of Your Goal Guide, a roadmap for setting, planning, and achieving your goals, and founder of the Deb Method, which is my system for goal setting simplified. So I'm basically all about helping people figure out what they want so they can turn their dreams into reality, because we can. See, there you go. So I do have my Twitter chat. I do a live show. I've got a Facebook group. And apparently, I will be addicted to audio soon, and my podcast is coming back. So that's me. I kind of like how you introduced me well as well, because it was short. Okay, Deb, she speaks, she coaches, and she does a lot of other things. Yep.
So what is it that inspired you to go down this path? Because if you are helping people achieve success through goals, because you have the goal method, and your chat on Twitter is called Goal Chat, and then your live show is called Goal Chat Live, I'm getting the really distinct impression that goals are like key core to what it is that you do, to your mission, to your message. But where in the world did that come from?
Well, it really started years ago. I did events at Barnes & Noble, and whenever I needed to fill my calendar, I would hang out in the cafe and chat with the community. And one day someone said, hey, Deb, will you start a writer support group? And I said, sure. Because, you know, I'm game. And for me, that meant, what are your goals? What did you accomplish? What are you working on? And how can we support you? And who knew that that would evolve to this? But that's really where it started. My business background is project management and communications. I've been a freelance writer, editor, author, you know. And my system, the Deb Method, is really writing focused, because we have so much in our head, and the reason people don't achieve their goals is they overthink them, they underthink them, they don't have a plan. So the Deb Method, which stands for determine your mission, explore your options, brainstorm your path, it is all about laying that foundation, figuring out what you want so you can set yourself up for success to achieve it.
That's so powerful. I'm getting the feeling that folks who come to you, that they feel empowered to take those steps, because we all have big ideas. We all have, goals that we have in mind, but it's those action steps or those that plan that always seem to elude us, because we have ideas, but ideas without action means you're not going to accomplish your goals. What have been some of the bigger surprises as you embarked on this goal method? What have been things that have surprised the heck out of you?
Well, I did this years ago. So I lived in LA for over 20 years, and this started before that. And my group has evolved over the years. It started as a writer support group, and then now it's writers, creatives, and entrepreneurs, because if you're one, you're the other two. And really, the thing that gets people, and this really surprised me especially when I did my research for my book, is most people tell you how to achieve your goals. But very few, like me, say, okay, but what do you want? Because you can't get what you want unless you know what that is. And the options are endless, right? So let's say, as I mentioned frequently, my goal is to be the first person people think of when they hear the word goal. Great. My mission statement is to help as many people as possible figure out what they want and how to get it using my system, my communities, my book, et cetera, et cetera. And then it goes back to my motto, which is goal setting simplified. So everything I create goes back to that motto. And this is like the really short version of the D in determine your mission. Once you know that, then you get to the fun part, which is explore your options. Whatever your motto is, whatever your passion is, you can find so many different ways to express it. So you want to be a thought leader. So what does that mean? Do you write a book? Do you start a blog? Do you do a podcast? Do you do a video show? Do you do all of the above? In what order, et cetera? Let's say you don't love your job. Fine. What does that mean? Do you need a new job? Do you need a new career? What gets you up in the morning and what gets you excited so you can explore what taking different paths might mean? Or maybe you like your job, you don't love it, but you want something else for you on the side. You want to do a side hustle or a passion project or whatever. And the things of your goals, they don't need to be your whole life. It could be something you do on the side that fulfills you, that brings you joy, that can leak into the rest of your life. So I will answer your question. What surprises me is that people don't take the time to really figure out what drives them. And that is the key to turning your goals into reality.
You know, this week I've been talking about making the hard decisions, being open to change, determining what works best for you, being the hero in your own journey. But if you're helping others, if you're serving others, being the guide, which I actually got from a webinar that I participated in earlier today. And it sounds to me like you are a phenomenal guide so that the folks that are looking to accomplish their goals can truly be the heroes in their own story.
Thank you. That really is the point. I've been doing the goal thing for a while. I embraced my personal mission a few years ago because I do communications work as well. One of my clients was going away and I said, this is my omen to embrace my passion. So that's when I said, wow, my name and my system work well together, and rebranded my business me as the Dev Method, which how fortunate that that worked. And ever since then, things really have come together in a way that they never did before. I rebranded and I was going to release my book as self-published, and I met an agent and he said, let me see what I can do. Send me your book proposal. And within a year, Mango showed interest. And a year later, my book came out in January 2020. And the thing that really gets me is, so my book's mission is to say, okay, you want something more for your life? Here's the instruction manual. Here's Deb in your pocket, because even small changes can make a big difference. And then 2 months later, the world changed and everybody had to face change, less by choice, more by circumstance. And the message that I like to leave with people is you can do it. You have the power. You have the power to gift yourself the time to figure out what you want. You have the power to make time, even if it's a little bit of time each week, to make those small changes, to build something, to create something, to do something that makes you feel good, but as you mentioned, also helps others. That gives it an extra power. And then live the life you want. Find your Goaltopia. You deserve it. So do it.
Holy cow, Goaltopia. I hope that is part of your lexicon or some future course or something that you have going out there, because that just totally, I'm walking around outside and all of a sudden when you said Goaltopia, I paused, stopped, and looked up.
Excellent. And this is a word I made up in my book because it didn't exist. And I needed a word that meant achieving your goals and living the life you want. So I made it up.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So what do you have coming up? You said you mentioned your podcast that you're relaunching, potentially live audio coming in for you, but where can folks go to keep up? Like, where's the central location that they can go so that they don't miss any of the phenomenal things that you're doing?
Okay. Well, you can go to thedebmethod.com. You can also follow at the Deb Method everywhere in social media, or find and connect with me on LinkedIn and say that this is where we quote unquote met. Because another big thing is you can't achieve your goals on your own. You need your people. You need your tribe. You need your champions. You need your resources. So please, if you're listening, connect with me, jot a note. And again, debmethod.com is my central hub. And I'm always, and we've got Goal Chat every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Twitter, Goal Chat Live, 4 p.m. now on LinkedIn Live and Facebook Live. And watch for The Deb Show. You can also, at my website, learn more about my speaking, my upcoming events, or if you need coaching, or if you have an event and want me to speak, I love spreading the message of Deb and you can do it.
Phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining me for the Walk Talk Challenge.
Thank you. It was so much fun to be on the other side of the questions.